Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois lawmakers are back in Springfield this week for what's expected to be a busy six-day veto session. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
Some Democratic legislators are hoping to reach a consensus on how to close a $200 million budget gap for Chicagoland Transit. State Representative Evadina Delgado says when it comes to revenue sources, everything is on the table.
The transit system is a system that I think a lot of people depend on, and we want to make sure that whatever the future of that system is, we're not relying on those that can least afford to pay.
Also on the docket is a clean energy package aimed at increasing electrical grid capacity. According to a spokesperson, there is no interest from the Senate to take up funding for the Chicago Bears' new stadium in Arlington Heights. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Another Iowa Democrat has entered the race for U.S. Senate. Former State Representative Richard Scherzon says he wants Iowans to have clean water. He also wants health care and higher education to be recognized as individual rights. The Vietnam War Army veteran served in the Iowa House from 1979 to 1981. He spent much of his career as an administrative law judge in Arizona, where he launched unsuccessful campaigns for U.S. Senate. Now retired and back in Iowa, Scherzon says he has the winning message for Democrats.
We Americans need to create and develop a new, under the U.S. Constitution, a new formal, long-term public-private economic partnership that can compete and win against China, particularly in the 21st century.
Scherzon calls it a New West agenda, and he says it will compete against President Donald Trump's America First agenda. He says he wants the government to work with businesses, laborers, and higher education institutions to meet America's 21st century needs. The Rock Island City Council is considering a proposal to license and regulate organizations offering food and shelter assistance downtown. WVIK's Brady Johnson reports the ordinance on tonight's agenda stems from concerns about how social service programs for people without housing are changing the neighborhood.
The ordinance would set up new regulatory standards for social service organizations primarily serving the city's downtown area. That includes restricting shelter operating hours to 12 hours each day and capping capacity at 49. Shelters would also need to have two people on duty while open. Church food pantries, soup kitchens already in operation would be exempt from needing a license and other regulations, as well as emergency shelters pending discretion of the city manager. This version of the ordinance does not include a cap on licenses for daytime and nighttime shelters. Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
Iowa is implementing a new federal rule that will allow some caregivers in the foster care system to receive long-term financial assistance. State data shows in the last fiscal year about 43% of foster youth were placed with a relative or a close family friend known as kinship care. Kai McGee is with Four Oaks, the state's contractor for training and licensing foster and kinship caregivers. Unlike foster care, McGee says kinship financial assistance was limited before the federal rule.
Any kind of school fees are waived, and the state could provide some financial support for daycare. But those things were really pretty temporary, and if the family didn't become licensed as a foster parent, eventually those supports would fall away.
It takes now about 6 to 9 months to become a foster parent in Iowa, and the financial assistance for kinship was limited to 4 months. McGee says with the new licensing process, it will take about 2 months to get licensed, and financial assistance will last as long as the foster youth are with their kin caregivers. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst says that lawmakers should vote to fund and reopen the government before working on health care policy. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek has more.
Most of Iowa's members of Congress spoke at Ernst's 10th and final Roast and Ride event over the weekend. They blame Democrats for the ongoing government shutdown. Democrats are demanding that Republicans agree to extend tax credits that help people pay for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Ernst says Democrats should vote to continue government funding first and find health insurance solutions later.
I am hopeful we get the government open. We actually have serious talks on fraud and waste within the program, and then how do we actually make a difference difference and make healthcare affordable for those folks that truly do need that support.
ACA enrollment begins November 1st, and some Iowans are facing an estimated doubling of their insurance premiums. The Iowa Democratic Party says Republicans should get back to work to help Iowans afford their health insurance. I'm Katarina Sestarek, IPR News.
And this is WVIK News.